So we got the last five lines of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of a discussion. How do we know that the Shvuas HaEdus only applies to Tvias Mamon, only the world of Dini Mamonis? So we already had brought three different sources, and the Gemara is going to bring a fourth source, and then the Gemara is going to go on to analyze it. So we're up to the fourth opinion now. Again, we'll review the next three as we go through the daf, but the fourth one now is the last five lines of Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chayiv Kan v'Chayiv B'Pikadon. But these are one of the daf that you have to pay attention to. You have to be holding cup again. So,
Rabbi Shimon by Lamed Gimel.
So Rabbi Shimon Omer, yeah, Chayiv Kan v'Chayiv B'Pikadon. It says Chayiv both here by Shvuas Eidus, and it says Chayiv by Shvuas B'Pikadon. So we have a Gezer Shava, Mala Halan Eino Medaber El B'Tvias Mamon. Af kan ein medaber ela b'tvias mamon. Just like Shvuas HaPikadon is only talking about tvias mamon, so to Shvuas HaEdus we know is talking about tvias mamon. That's the raya for Rabbi Shimon. The ode, Kavachomer, he also brings a Kavachomer to further support this idea. Ma pikadon she'os banashim kianashim krovim kirechokim pesulim bekiksherim v'chayv al kalachas v'achas bifnei bezdin shelo bifnei bezdin. So we see that the Shvuas HaPikadon applies in so many areas. It's so expansive. Men, women, Rechokim, everyone's included. In Bezdin, outside Bezdin. Yet, despite the fact that it applies in so many areas, it's limited that Eino Medaber Ela B'Tvias Mamon. So then we could bring it over to Eidus. Shelo Asaba Nashim Kanashim. Women cannot be involved in Shvuas Eidus. And Krovim are not Rechokim. And Psulim are not Kiksherim. So we see overall, Shvuas Eidus is much more limited. So Eino Chayv El Achas Bifnei Bezdin. It's also only Chayv in Bezdin. Eino Din Shelo Ye Medaber El B'Tvias Mamon. So too, it should be more limited or as limited as Shvuas HaPikadon, that it only applies to Tvias Mamon. So that's the two reasons of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Mal HaPikadon, this Kavachomer we just brought, that you're learning Shvuas HaEdus from Shvuas HaPikadon through a Kavachomer, Mal HaPikadon Shekein Lo Asabo Mushba Kinishba Umezid Kishogig. Shvuas HaPikadon is not so expansive. It is, but it's not always expansive because we don't allow mushba kinishba. A pikadon is only chayiv if he's mushba mipi atzma, but if he's mushba mipi acherim, that would not be Shvuas HaPikadon. And number two, we don't have, if a guy took a shvua b'mezid, he by Shvuas HaPikadon, he wouldn't be chayiv like he would by a shogeg case. As opposed to Shvuas HaEdus, we do have mushba kinishba, and we do say mezid is kishogeg. So Shvuas HaPikadon isn't always more expansive than Shvuas HaEdus. So then the Gemara finishes the question. Tomar b'Eidus, shekein asaba mushba kinishba u'mezid kishogeg. So that Gemara, this idea rejects the Kavachomer, and I'm not sure why this happens, but in the end, the Gemara brings a different Gezer Shava for Rabbi Shimon, Tamalomar, Techta, techta l'gzera shava. Nemar kan techta, nemar lahalan techta, mar lahalan ein medabel b'tvias mamon, just like Shvuas HaPikadon. It's only chai by mamon, afkan, so too through the gzera shava, ein medabel b'tvias mamon. So it seemed originally when I said chai and chai initially in Rabbi Shimon's statement, it wasn't a gzera shava. It was just saying you're chai in both cases, so it seems to be like a binyan av. And then they built a kavachomer on top of this, and they rejected the binyan av and the kavachomer through this kasha. So in the end, the maskana of Rabbi Shimon is it's really a gezerah shava, and a gezerah shava you cannot ask any questions on. So that's the limud for Rabbi Shimon. So we have four different reasons as to how we know that Shvuas HaEdus applies to only Tvias Mamon. So the Gemara now is going back to ask the question. We started off in yesterday's daf, the first suggestion of how we know Shvuas HaPikadon, and rather Shvuas HaEdus is only Mamon, was based on Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who said the O-in. Remember the Gezer Shava is the O-in, the double O's? O here, O there. So the going back to that position, the Gemara asks a question. Maskif lo rabba bar ula o bitui yochichu. So we had the O-O. Do we learn O-O from Shvuas HaPikadon, or do we learn O-O from Sota? But the Gemara says you missed a whole other place where you could have learned from. It says O-O by Shvuas Bitui, which is a case of a Shvua that Achalti, Shvua Shelo Ochal, any of those Shvuas I say I'll do something or won't do something. So we could have learned the Gezer Shava from Shvuas Bitui and say, Shvuas Bitui Yochichu Shehein Owen. It says O multiple times. V'yesh imam shvua, there is a shvua. V'ein imam kohen, there's no kohen there. And it's medabrim shelo b'tvias mamon. And we see that shvuas bitui can apply even outside the area of tvias mamon. Right? Shvuas could talk about anything you want. It's not limited to mamon. So you should learn, just like shvuas bitui applies outside tvias mamon, so to shvuas eidos should be able to apply outside the world of mamon as well. So the Gemara says that right now we have two sources of the Gzer Shava Owen, either from Shavuos Bitoy, which would indicate that it could apply everywhere, or from Shavuos Pikadon, which would limit it to Tvias Mamum. So why are we choosing Shavuos Pikadon over Shavuos Bitoy? So the Gemara answers, Mistavra, the Pikadon have a Leila Melef. It makes more sense to learn from Shavuos Pikadon instead of Shavuos Bitoy. Why? Shekain Techta Mitechta. The Gzer Shava firstly has the same words appear in both cases by Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Pikadon. So Gemara says, "Ah, the Rabbi, the opposite. Mi bitui havalei lemeimar shekein chatas mechatas." They're both similar in that they both bring a carbon chatas, but a shvuas pikadon only brings a carbon asham. So really, shvuas bitui should be the source of the gezer shava. So Gemara says, "Ela mistavra mi pikadon." The reason why we learn from pikadon because havalei lemeilaf, we should learn shekein chait. It's a din of a chait, which means that the gzer shava techta techta, and b'mezid, you're both chayv in the case of mezid by shvuas bitoy, rather, sorry, shvuas pikadon and shvuas edus, that both cases, right, you're chayv on the mezid, but shvuas bitoy, you're not chayv on mezid, and tava v'kafra, that shvuas edus and shvuas pikadon both have a taina. They're towing something. Tell me edus, give me my pikadon, and you deny knowing edus. You deny knowing having the pikadon, as opposed to shvuas bitoy has nothing to do with the taina. And the avrei, which Rashi says means it's a shvua l'sha'avar, a shvua I don't know any edus, I don't have your pikadon. A shvuas bitoy is also l'haba, is also in the future. So these are many reasons why we should lump together shvuas pikadon with shvuas edus and not shvuas bitoy. The Gemara says, Adar Abba. There's a lot of reasons to connect Shuas Eidus to Shuas Bitoy. Shekein Chatas, they both bring a carbon Chatas as opposed to a Pikadon is an Asham. Sheyarda, they both have an olive, a Yored carbon, it goes up and down as opposed to, again, Shuas a Pikadon, which is a Kavua, a set carbon. And Lechomesh, when it comes to the Shuas Eidus and Shuas Bitoy, there is no Chomesh, but Shuas Pikadon does have a Chomesh. So these are reasons to think you should connect Shuas Eidus to Shavuos Bitoy. So the Gemara says, Hanuch Nefishon, there are more parallels of Shavuos Eidus to Shavuos HaPikadon than there are to Shavuos Bitoy. And it's for that reason we learn it, the Gzer Shava Owen, to Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Pikadon. There we go. Okay. That's the first pshat. That's the Owen. Now the Gemara says, what about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was the second source of how we know Shavuos Eidus is only Tvias Mamon. He learned Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Pasuk itself says, V'haya ki yesham la'achas me'ela. Whenever the words me'e, it's from these, not all these, but Shavuos Eidus only applies to some cases, not all cases. Yesh me'ela shu chayv, yesh me'ela shu pater. So how do you distinguish? Ha'ketzad, tavu mamon chayv, tavu davar acher pater. If it's if the Eidus is claiming mamon, so then if you deny it, your chayv is Shavuos Eidus. If he's claiming something other than mamon, so then you would be pater. Someone trying again? Shkoyach. So then the Gemara says, epoch. How come you're splitting it that way? How come you want to say Tvias Mamon is Chayiv and non-Tvias Mamon is Pater? Maybe you should say the opposite. Really, Tvias Mamon is Pater and outside Tvias Mamon should really be Chayiv. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva Owen the Rabbi Eliezer Samach. Even Rabbi Kiva, who learned the drasha of Hayaki Yeshem Lachas Me'ela, he also uses the previous drasha of the Owen of Rabbi Eliezer. So really, Rabbi Eliezer's Owen, the Gezer Shava of Shavuos Eidus from Shavuos HaPikadon, is really the source how we know Shavuos Eidus applies to only Tvias Mamon. So then what's Rabbi Kiva adding? My Binayo asks the Gemara, what's the Nafkamina Bain Rabbi Eliezer, Bain Rabbi Kiva, if they both have the same source of the Owen? So the Gemara says, Ike Binayu Mashbia Eide Karka. What do I mean? Rabbi Kiva has an additional drasha. He agrees to Rabbi Eliezer, but he has a second drasha, a second reason to limit something else. So Rabbi Kiva has another, within Tvias Mamon, he has another break. So what's the distinction within the Tvias Mamon? So the Gemara says again, Ike Binayu Mashbia Eide Karka. If they make a shvua that you don't know any edus about my karka, which is Tvias Mamon, so then Rabbi Eliezer says Chayev, because that's Tvias Mamon. Rabbi Akiva says that case is Peturin because since he has a second drasha, second limitation, he's mechalik that not all Tvias Mamon is chayiv in Shavuos Eidus. He's going to exclude Eide Karka from Tvias Mamon. The Gemara says, wait a second, that we have some who hold that a filu Rebbe, rather, Rebbe Yochanan, Damar Hasam, Mashbia Ede Karka, filu Rebbe Eliezer Ptur. And we're going to see, we're going to see later on, in a few days from now, that Rebbe Yochanan holds that even Rebbe Eliezer agrees. He draws a line as well, that Ede Karka is not subject to Shuas Edus, even though it's Tvias Mamon. So now they both agree that Ede Karka is exempt. So what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer? So ma ikbenai, bein Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva says the Gemara, ikbenayu, ede kanas. That since Rabbi Kiva has a second drasha, he's going to limit ede kanas from Shvus Edus, their pater, but Rabbi Eliezer holds your chayiv, Shvus Edus, on ede kanas. That was all the second source, how we know that Shvus Edus applies to Tvias Mamun. Now the Gemara analyzes the third source. This is Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. The pasuk says by Shuos Edus v'hu Eid or Ra or Yada the Edus Hamiskayemes. The pasuk is referring to you have to have a type of Edus that can be accepted with a Ria alone or with the Yadia alone. We saw this yesterday. Beria below Yadia and Yadia below Ria. Hakas Medaber. And the only way Rabbi Yosef Glili found the case, the only time you could find Yadia below Ria or Ria below Yediyah would only make sense in the world of Dini Mamunas. In Dini Nefashos, you have to have a Ria and a Yediyah. You can't have one without the other. So the only way this would make sense is if it's talking about Tvias Mamun. That was Rabbi Yossi Aglili's understanding. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Amr Le Rapapa Le Abaye, Lema Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Les Le De Rabbi Acha. Let's say he has to reject the position of Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha, what does he hold? Titania Rabbi Acha Omer, Gamal Ha'uchar Ben HaGamalim. So let's say you have one of the camels that's lagging behind. V'nimsa gamal harag b'tzidon. There's a dead camel next to it. So you could assume, b'yadua shezu hargo. It could be certain that the animal that's been lagging, the camel that's been lagging behind the rest of the pack, he's the one who killed the dead camel next to him. Ah, you didn't see anything. There's no ri'ah. But that's the idea. You could assume that's enough. So how come we know he rejects Rabbi Acha? Because di'i islay di Rabbi Acha. If Rabbi Yossi Aglili held of Rabbi Acha, b'dina nefashos, nama mishkachas la, ki Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, you could find a case of Yediyah below Ria by dina nefashos as well. In the following case, the famous case of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, when it says ki Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, it doesn't mean like his opinion, it means like the maisa that happened with Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, because he actually argues. So this is the famous maisa, we saw this in Sanhedrin, put everything together when we finish this brisa, Ditanya, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Ara ben Nechama im lo re'isi echad sherat acher chaver lechorba. I saw a guy who ran after another person to a alleyway of some sort. Ve'ratz the acher, I ran after him. Umatzasi sayf biyado, I saw he was holding a sword. V'dam metaftef, and there was blood dripping from the end of the sword. V'harug mefaper, and the guy who about to die, he was about to die. Amarti lo, so I said to him, Rasha, the person who was holding the sword, mi hargo. Liza, who killed the guy in the floor here? He's busy dying. Oh, ani o ata, it's either me or you. Avamaya says, obviously you holding the sword, but what could I do? My hands are tied. Shein damcha masubi de biyadi. Your blood isn't handed over to my hand, into my hand. Sharei amar Torah al pishnaim edim, o shlosha edim yu masameish. You have to have edis. And I don't, first of all, we're not two people who saw you, number one. Number two is, I didn't see you kill him. I just see the circumstantial evidence. Se'ela, ha'malkim yifram mimcha, gave him a curse, and let the place, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take revenge. And Amru, they said, lo zazu misham ad shenashchu nachash umei. So he didn't leave, and a snake came along and bit the guy, and he died. But we see from all of this, though, that that wouldn't be a good testimony. But according to Rabbi Acha, this may be good enough testimony because he thinks Yediyah below Re'iyah is enough. The fact that you saw the camel lagging behind, you didn't see the camel kill the other animal. The fact that it's so clear from the circumstantial evidence, that's enough. So here as well, we could hold in the world of Dini Nefashos. Remember, why did Rabbi Yossi Aglili think that Shuos Edus only applied to Dini Mamunas? Because he couldn't think of a case of Dini Nefashos that you could have Yediyah below Re'iyah or Re'iyah below Yediyah. But you could have, if you hold the Rav Acha, that you can rely on circumstantial evidence, so we can create a case of Dini Nefashos, that there's the Yediyah below Ri'ah. That's clear that guy's holding the knife with the blood dripping. It's Yediyah, even though I didn't see the actual murder. It's clear that's what happened.
So the riot because he said Al-Pishnayim that he was chatting and he didn't say because I didn't see you. Is that the riot?
No, I think there are two reasons why Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach couldn't testify. Number one is he didn't have to aid him, but number two is he didn't see it. He didn't really have a ri'ah.
So then it's
No, but according to Rav Acha, I'm saying that's why I say it wasn't like Shimon ben Shetach Shita, but it was like the Maisa that happened. Meaning Rav Acha
would hold
you b'chayiv in that case.
But what raya is there? Because Rav Acha is talking about a behemah, he's not talking about a person.
Right, but the fact that he allows you to rely on circumstantial evidence, so in that case, it seems that he would allow you to take it to the next level as well. Even though it's not clear, I also thought of that jump. I'm not sure if Rashi addresses that. granted, it is a big jump. But we see that, again, I don't know if Rav Acha himself would hold that way, but if you held his shita, in theory, exactly. So in the end of the day, the Gemara says, "Afilu tema islei de Rav Acha." Let's say he does hold the Rav Acha. He allows the person to rely on Yediyah below Re'iyah. Bishma Yediyah below Re'iyah Meshkachasa. So we found the case above where there's Yediyah, where there's clear knowledge of what happened, even though you didn't see the Maisa. But the problem is, in the world of Dinei Nefashos, El Re'iyah below Yediyah Heicha Meshkachasla. How could you ever have a case where you see something, but you don't know the Yediyah? Just because you saw something doesn't mean you know what happened. Meaning what? Milo bai meida im oved kochavim harag, or you saw harag? You have to know. You have to have some facts. Was the guy he killed, was he Jewish or not Jewish? Im adam trefa harag, or shalom harag? Was the guy, maybe he was deathly ill and he was ready, he was going to die? So you can never have a re'iya without a yediya in the world of dinei nefashos. And for that reason, Rabbi Yosef Glili was compelled to say that when it says in the pasuk v'hu eid, o ra, O Yada, it had to have been in the world of Dine Mamunis. Okay. Gemara now says the last five lines of the Amud here, Shema Mina, Kesavar Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Mashbia Ede Knas Pater. He has to hold as well that when it comes to Ede Knas, they're Pater, they're off the hook, they're not involved with Shuas Edis. So why? Because the Sakadaita Chayiv, if he felt, again, Rabbi Yosi Aglili agrees that Shuas Edis applies to Tvias Mamun. But he felt it would also extend itself to Eide Knas, that the Eidim would be Chayiv. Nihi diyadiyah below Riyah Ashachanla. You could find the case of where there's Yediyah, where there's no Riyah by Knas. So the Rima Gash says, let's say you have a situation, Onis and Mefata. A girl was raped, she was violated, so the Boel required, he owes money to the father. So what's the case of Yediyah below Riyah? So you see the two of them, Rima Gash says, they go into a room and no one else is there, and she comes out, and now she's a Ba'ula. So that's a clear Yediyah. You didn't see what happened, but it's clear as to what happened. Before she was a Basula, now she's a Ba'ula. That's Yediyah below Riyah in the world of Knas. So that much we could understand. But how are you going to find the opposite, again, Re'iyah below Yediyah, Milo Bay? So, Milo Bay Meida, how do you have a case of where you saw something take place, but you don't have any facts? You don't know what happened. Just because you saw a man and a woman, you have to know, what, Nachris Bal or Basisah Bal? Was the guy involved, was she a girl, was she a Jewish girl, or was she a non-Jewish girl? Was she a Basula Bal or Baula Bal? You don't know any of the facts. So every single case of Knas also requires some level of Yediyah, some level of understanding.
Why can't it happen? What can happen that a guy sees it taking a sheep and he doesn't know if he owns it or if he's stealing it?
The case of by Mamon.
Of Kefel, yeah, and all that stuff.
So we had yesterday, the Gemara had said, the situation we had, the example of when is there Re'iyah below Yediyah, the person said that I saw someone admitting that he owed money.
Right.
But so I don't know that happened. I don't know what the background is. I just saw him admit. But I don't know if he really owes the money, because I didn't see what happened before that.
Right, so here, let's say somebody sees somebody taking a sheep from you know, carrying a sheep. So you could say, listen, I saw this guy taking the sheep from here to here, but I don't know if it's his or not. And the guy says, so that's Re'iyah without Yediyah, isn't it?
That's Re'iyah below Yediyah, yeah. But that's not a case of onus, though. I mean, you don't know who owned that animal.
Okay.
You have to know, for me to be chayav kefa, I have to know you stole from someone.
Right. You mean that Yediyah without Riya should be enough proof that it should be mechayav.
Exactly. That edus would be acceptable.
Uh-huh.
If I saw a guy take sheep, well, I don't know if he stole. Was it his sheep? Was it a Jewish sheep? A non-Jewish sheep? Was it ownerless?
But even the other cases, you need another set of edim to prove it. Meaning, in the case of borrowing money, the guy said...
Not true. If I see that you admit owing money to Andy, that alone you're chayev. You're mechayev yourself by saying you owe. Even though I don't know what happened before that.
Uh-huh, okay.
The re alone would be mechayevim. Okay. The Gemara now says, last two lines of the page here, Yosef Rav, so that is the Rabbi Yosef Glili, that's the third shita, fine. So now, Yosef Rav Hamnuna Kame de Rav Yehuda, but Yosef Rav Yehuda Vakame Barle asked the following shayla. Mana manisecha bifnei ploni ploni. I gave a $100 bill to so and so in front of these two edim. The edim, however, roen asomibuchutz. The edim were outside. What's going on here? So just look at Rashi up top line here of Lamed Aleph and Beis. But Eidim Rowan also Mibuchot of Lo Hikir Hanitva Behem. So let's say the one who's being claimed. Let's say Andy owes me money. So Andy didn't know that there were Eidim standing outside. They were hiding from the outside, from the window, looking inside. And now Andy didn't know the Eidim, and the Eidim didn't know what was going on either. They just saw us talking, but they didn't know any of the details. So the halacha is, what's the halacha in this case, if those Eidim who are standing outside, are they going to be chayiv or not? Meaning, if they had given an Eidus in court, would their Eidus have been accepted for saying that we saw Yoni and Andy talking about a deal, but they didn't know all the details of it?
There's no transaction.
There's no, this right now is just being towed. That no, I'm sorry. I gave money to you in front of Adam. Exactly. You gave money, so they saw, but they didn't know what the nature of the giving the money, the transferring was.
Is it a halva or is it a?
So would their Adis be accepted in Bezin? That we saw money transfer, but we don't know the details.
Right.
So depending on whether or not that Adis would be accepted, if they deny knowing the Adis, then they'd be chayv shuas Adis or not. So we don't know. Firstly, is that Adis would have been a good accepted? Would it have been a good Adis in Bezin or not? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amli Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, V'hola matoim. The guy who's nitva, the guy who's claiming for the money back, what's his response? You tell me I owe you money. I say, no, I don't. So, I amar lo hayudvar me'olm. If I deny that I never received any money from you, so huchsa kafron. I'm a kafron because Adam saw I transferred money to you. Now, they don't know why I transferred, but they saw there was some transfer of money. So once I deny it, then I'm not trusted anymore, and I certainly owe money, and the Eidim would seemingly be accepted. I amar in, but shakli vididi shakli, yeah, I took money from Andy, but he, it was my money. He was giving me back my money. I owed, or I dropped the $100 bill, and he gave it back to me. So ki asu Eidim, my hobby. What exactly are the Eidim coming to contribute to this case? They're not really contributing anything. If they're not contributing anything to the case, so their Eidis is not a good Eidis, and if they deny knowing anything, it doesn't mean anything, because their Eidis wouldn't be accepted. So that was Rav Hamnuna's response to the Shiloh. In light of that, Rav Hamnuna's analysis of the Shaila, Amar Lei Hamnuna At Olta. You're worthy of coming to the Beis Medrash, Rashi says, because you analyze this such a nice way, you should come learn the Beis Medrash more often. Okay. Gemara now says, Ahu da Amar Lei Lechavri. A guy says to his friend, Mana, Manis Lecha, I gave you $100 bill, Bitzad Amudzeh. Remember we were talking next to that column in the Shuk, we were talking behind that column, and I gave you $100 bill to borrow, you owe me the money. So he says back, Amrlei, Lo Avarti Bitzad Amudeh. I never walked past that pillar. I don't know what you're talking about. We never had a conversation. I was never there. I always walk on the main avenue. I never walk behind on the sidewalk. So what do you, Asu Trey Saadi Asidu, two witnesses came and said, what do you mean? Be Dehishin Mayim Bitzad Amudeh. We've saw you urinate behind that pillar before. You've been there. Don't lie. So Amr Reish Lakish, Huchza Kafram. That guy is not trusted anymore, and now he would owe money because he denied ever being in that next to that column. So Maskiv La Rav Nachman, Haidina Parsahu. That's a Persian type of judgment. No offense to any Persians, but that's not a trusted judgment here. Mi Kamar Me Olam Be'esik Zeh Kamarlei. He didn't say he never was involved there. He never said he went there. He was saying, I never did any business behind that column. But of course I've walked by there. Of course I've used it as a bathroom before. Who doesn't? But I never did business in that area. He's not a huksa kafran. Ikadamri, others say, Hahu damrlei lechavre, guy says to his friend, Mana manis lecha, remember I lent you that $100 bill, betad amudzeh, next to that column. Amrlei, he says, lo avarti betad amudzeh me'olam. Now he says the word me'olam. I never, ever walked by. Now this is a problem. Nafki beisad, the two witnesses came and says, what do you mean? We've seen you at Hishtin Mayim betad amudzeh. We see you go there before. So Amr Rav Nachman, Huchsa Kafran. Now here Rav Nachman says he agrees he's a Huchsa Kafran because to say Me Olam, that's already going too far. But even in this case, Amr Le Rav, Rav Nachman, no, we don't call the guy a liar. Kol Milsa Delo Ramya Le Inish Avile Velavadaita. Some guy doesn't pay attention. He walks in the street. You think I remember every single sidewalk I walk on? I don't pay attention to the cracks I'm stepping on. There are tons of trees. I remember that tree, that column. You don't pay attention to those things. So that's not, does not render him a Huchsa Kafran, and he could still be believed to have never have lent him or borrowed any money from him. Okay. Gemara now says and analyzes the last position, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, we saw already today that he learned the Gzer Shava. In the end of the day, it was Sechta, the Gzer Shava from Shuas HaPikadon. Just like Shuas HaPikadon is Eino Ela Tvias Mamon, so to Shuas Eid, this is only Ela Tvias Mamon. So the Gemara says, quotes his opinion, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Chayev Kan Chayev Pikadon V'chulei Mach Ku Ala Bima Rava. So in the West, which is a reference to Eretz Yisrael, they were laughing at such a gzeir shava. They didn't like this. Now, it's very strange why they were laughing. And Rabbi Shimon was a Tana. He was in Eretz Yisrael. But they didn't understand what this whole calculation of Rabbi Shimon was. So the Gemara says, "My machuka de katani." What exactly were they laughing about? What did they not like about Rabbi Shimon's calculation? So de katani. So this is going to be a little bit involved now. Ma lepikadon shekein lo asabo mushba kinishba mezid kishogeg. We had a question, right? Part of the calculation was that you can't learn a kavah chomer from the shvuas of pikadon because pikadon we don't make mushba kinishba. Only mushma bi'atmos chayiv, and not mushma bi'acherim. And only of a denial of shogeg are you chayiv, but not a case of mezid. So the Gemara says, wait a sec, but michti, mushba mi'piatmo be'edus l'Rebbe Shimon minole. How does he know that in the world of Shuas Eidus, mi'piatmo is actually a chayiv? In the psukim of Shuas Eidus, it only says mi'piacherim. It never says mi'piatmo by Shuas Eidus. So the only way you know, Degamar mipikadon. So you learn, we had a gzeir shava the other day, that you learn mipiasma from pikadon, which we're applying it to edus. So once you have that gzeir shava, so now go the other direction. Pikadonami, you should say, mushba mipiacherim is nigmar miedus. Now go both directions. So even though the pasuk says by pikadon, you're only chai mipiatmo, but we should learn the gzeir shava from edus that you should also be chai mipiacherim, and that can never be a kasha. You can't ask the question, Mali Pikadon, Shekain Lo Asa Ba Mushma Kinishba. It should be Nishba Mushma Kinishba. So the Gemara says, that was their question. So the Gemara says, not true. My Huke, what were they laughing about? Dilma Rabbi Shimon Bikava Chomer Maisile, Mipiacherim Chayev, Mipiatma Lo Kol Shekain. How do you know Rabbi Shimon learned? Everyone agrees that by Shua Sa'edah, Shechayev Mipiacherim, and Yechayev Mipiatma. The Pasuk says Mipiacherim. Who says he's learning mipiatma from the gezeir shava of pikadon? Maybe it's an internal limud that within the world of the edus, that if you're chai mipiacherim shuas edus, kavachomer mipiatmam chayv, and there is no connection to shuas pikadon at all, in which case it's not a kasha. It's a very, very good question before that we would still be holding that shuas pikadon is only chai mipiatmo and not chai mipiacherim. So what are they laughing about? So that can't be the reason why they're laughing. So, Ella, Chucha, Amezid Kishogig. They're laughing about the part of the Mezid Kishogig. Right now, the Gemara is holding that Shuas Ha'edish are Chayiv Bein Mezid Bein Shogig, but Shuas Bikadon, you're only Chayiv Shogig, you're not Chayiv Mezid. So, what were they laughing about? The Katani. Mal Bikadon, Shekain Lo Asabo Mushwa Kinishba, Amezid Kishogig. Wait a second, Mezid Kishogig, Michti. Mezid gave edus minali. How do we know by shuas edus you're chayiv if you bemezid denied knowing any edus? Dilok shibbe vanelam. Since it doesn't say vanelam, vanelam means that you were b'shogeg. But since it doesn't say vanelam by shuas edus, it means even if you're chayiv, rather even if you're mezid, you're chayiv shuas edus. So hachanami, along the same lines, lok shibbe vanelam. It doesn't say nelam by shuas apikadon either. So therefore you should conclude that shuas apikadon is chayiv and mezid too. So that was their problem. The Gemara says, Amar lehu Rav Huna, umay chucha, why is that such a problem? Dilma mezid delav kishogeg pipikadon mimi'ila, Rabbi Shimon Gamarle. You're right. It doesn't say vanelam by shivos pikadon. And you would think you should be chayiv mezid as well. But Rabbi Shimon holds the gzeir shava to mi'ila, just like mi'ila, your pater b'mezid, so too, shivos pikadon, your pater b'mezid. So the Gemara says, v'hainu, Chucha, that was their whole problem. Because adegamrle mimila, once you're learning mi'ila as the source why you're put there by mezid shuas pikadon, nigmarle me'edis. Why are you using mi'ila as the gzeir shava? Why not learn the gzeir shava from edis and say you're chayiv in mezid? Why is mi'ila a better target than edis if we're talking about shuas pikadon? So the Gemara says, I hope you're still holding, it's very confusing. Mistavra mimila havle lemelef. If we're trying to find a source of the limud of Shuas HaPikadon, we'd rather learn it from Me'ila than learn it from Shuas Eidus. Why? Because Me'ila, Havle Lemelef, Shekein Me'ila, Me'ila. They both have the words Me'ila that are mentioned in the Psukim. I don't remember exactly the pasuk mentioned by Shuas HaPikadon, but it says the word Mal by Shuas HaPikadon, it says Mal by Me'ila, so therefore we have the Gezer Shava. So just like Me'ila is Pater B'mezid, so does Shuas HaPikadon is Pater B'mezid. There you go, Mal Baal Hashem. Maba Hashem, that's some Mi'ila. That's not, I don't think, that's not the Shuas HaPikadon. Kisra Ma'al. Kisra Ma'al. Oh, that's Pikadon, yeah? Fine. So then the Gemara says, Adir Abba, Me'edis Havle Lemelef, you should really learn from Edis, learn Shuas Bigadon from Shuas Edis, Shekein Sechta, Misechta. They also have a Gezershav in the other direction. So Gemara says, no. You're right, we have two different directions we could go, but Mestavra, Me'ila Havle Lemelef, it's better to learn from Me'ila. Shekein Me'ila Bechol, the Me'ila is Bechol, it means it applies to every single person, as opposed to Shuas Edis only applies to those who are Roy. It's Nehena. Shuas Epikadon and Shuas Me'ila is a Hana a person gets, but Shuas Edis, there is no Hana that a person gets. And Bekavua, there's a carbon Kavua for Shuas Edis and Me'ila, but for Shuas Epikadon and Me'ila is a carbon Kavua, but Shuas Edus is a carbon olive yared. Chomesh is Chomesh being paid for Shvuas Bikadon and for this is so hard. Shvuas Bikadon and for Meila, but there is no Chomesh for Shvuas Edus. V'asham Yechayva Ashan for Meila and Shvuas Bikadon, but Yechayva Chatas for Edus. So we have a lot of connections of Shvuas Bikadon to Meila. Adraba, the opposite. Me'edus, you should really learn Shvuas Bikadon from Edus. The Havle the Meila of Shekein Echay, they're both having. What's the chait that they're both a sechta, right? Sechta that pasuk, and hedyod have to do the hedyod as opposed to meila is hektish, and b'shvua they both have shvuas, but meila there is no shvua. Tavak the kafra there's a toin and there's a kfira by both shvuas of pikadon and shvuas edus mash enkein b'meila. The owen they both say owen by each other as opposed to meila doesn't say owen. So the Gemara says in the end of the day hanach nefishin they're more with regards to meila. Then with respect to Shuas Edis. So Ella Maichucha, what were they laughing about in the end of the day? So the Gemara says, Ki Asir Papa Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua Mi Beirav Amri Hainuchucha. This is the question. This is what bothered them. Michti, Rabbi Shimon Gazera Shava Gamer, Lamalei Deparich Malapikadon Shekein Laasaba Mushwa Kinishwa Mezid Kishogeg. So, what was this question now?
Rav Shimon learned Zera Shava. We can ask
on it. Go, but so look at Rashi, Michtei, Rabbi Shimon, Girsha. Once the Gezer Shava, Sechta, Sechta, so you can ask a question, just like you learn Edis from Pikadon, that's only talking about Tvias Mamon, you should also learn Pikadon from Edis, like we said above, that should be Mushba, Kenishba, and Mezid, Kishogig. Right. So Gemara said, my Chucha, why is that something he'll laugh about? Dilma, Kiparach, Mekame, to take him like Gezer Shava. Maybe they only asked the question when initially Rabbi Shimon thought it was a Binyan Av in the Kavach Omer. But now, Basar, the Kamalek, Zer, Shavala Park. But maybe after the fact that he said, no, it's really learned from Sechta, Sechta, maybe the questions really fell away and there's no more questions anymore. So the Gemara says, well, no, really, is it true? There's no questions even after they established Zer, Shavala? V'ha Amr Lahu Rava Bar Isi the Rabbanon, my Tana, man Tana Shuas Bikadon. Sorry?
No.
No, then we're good, yeah. Right, we did that, yeah. So Mantana, so again, just to be clear right now, so the Gemara, once you have a Gezer Shava, so you should assume across board everything's equal, that even Shuas Bikadon should be Shogi Kemezid, and you should assume Mushba Kenishba. So how come they're asking a question now that it's not that case? So the Gemara says, no, maybe they only asked the question before the Gezer Shava, but once they establish the Gezer Shava, they agree that there is no question anymore, and Shogi Kemezid and Nishba Kemushba. Mar says, ah, no, we have a Rai right now that they even asked the question of Nishba Kamushba, Mezid Kishogeg, even after they've established the Gzera Shava. Velo Parach, the Mar says, Vaha, lo, Vaha Mar Luhurava, Bar Isi, the Rabbanan, Man Tana Shuas Bikadon, Lo Nitain Zidono, Le Kapara. Who's the one who holds that Shuas Bikadon is Nachai B'Mezid? Meaning, we see even after they've accepted the Gzera Shava, Rabbi Shimon, they still hold Mezid is Nachai B'Karbon. So they're not learning the Gzeir Shava across the board from Edis to Pikadon, Pikadon to Edis across the board. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that even by Zadon, by Mezid, you're not Chayv Shvuas Pikadon. So the Gemara says, Dilma, Mezid Kishogeg Parach, the Gamalei Mimeila, Tanach Nefishin. Maybe Mezid Kishogeg, you're right. There was room to say through the Gzeir Shava, you could assume that Shvuas Pikadon should be Mezid Kishogeg. But they felt that it's better to learn Shvuas Bikadon from Me'ila than learn it from Edis, because there are more parallels to Me'ila. And just like Me'ila, Mezid's Pater, so too Shvuas Bikadon's Pater be Mezid. Ava mushba kenishba lo parach. But they never asked the question about mushba v'nishba. Meaning, once we had the gezeirah shava sechta sechta, so right. Just like shuas edus, we say mipi achem mipi atzmo. So to shuas pikadon mipi achem and mipi atzmo, and they never asked that question, and it wasn't anything to laugh about. V'tadar edus v'tigmar lo mipikadon. So now, once we have that, allow edus. Fine. So that's the end of the day. That's what the Gemara says in terms of what they were laughing or not laughing about. And I'm already lost the train of thought here.
I don't think it's the last attempt.
Now let Shua's Edis, once we have the Gezeir Shava, learn from Pikadon and say Mezid Lav Kishogeg, say the other way. Maybe we should say by Edis there is no Mezid by Shogeg. Ma Pikadon, Shogeg in, but Mezid Lo, Af Edis Shogeg in, and Mezid Lo. Go the other direction now and say that there should be no Mezid by Shua's Edis. Kiecha de Yalaf mi Pikadon mi Mila, just like Pikadon. Learn from Me'ila that you're pater by Mezid, maybe we should conclude that Shua Se'edah should be pater from Mezid as well. So the Gemara says, Lahachi, Kasra Rachmana Le'edis, Gave Shua's Bitoy, the Gave Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav. It was for this reason that they put together Shua's Edis in the context of Shua's Bitoy, in the context of Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav. Why? To create a background, the Bechula Nemar Behen V'Nelam, that says by Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav Nelam, it says by Shua's Bitoy Nelam, that you're only Chayiv if you're Shogeg. How come in that same parsha it says Shuas Edus, the Khan lo nemar behev v'nelam, it doesn't say v'nelam by Shuas Edus, to make it stand out and tell us that the Chayiv al Hamezid kishogeg. And that's the conclusion.
What was the laughter? We don't know.
That's why there's no laughter.
That's why there was no laughter. No, they were laughing. But now in the end we're saying it didn't make sense.
Don't hurt the laugh.
Right, exactly. I mean, they were laughing, but they're saying there's no reason for them to laugh anymore.
The arts were